Subscribe to Scratched on Apple Podcasts.
Me and Amy and I. I have to be proper for the podcast. We got lunch today, and we sat down in the front room, and we were watching an episode of Family Guy. I think it was from like a year ago. And in that episode, they're sitting in that bar they always go to.
The clam. Something.
The clam, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have an idea to start a podcast.
No way. You mean Quagmire or something? Or
all four of them. Joe. All four of them. And they're like, it's funny because the way they're sitting there reminds me of how we, you know, conceived this idea. They're just sitting there and they're talking about useless crap. And Quagmire's like, you know what? This would make a good podcast.
What's that say about
and
you?
Amy looks over at me and she goes, and she just looks at me.
Waiting for it to click.
It's like this episode was made for me.
Yeah, no joke.
Welcome to Scratched. Hey everybody, it's Rick from Scratched, and welcome to episode 115. This week we cover our usual wide variety of topics. In particular, we talk about, oh no, the death of a family pet. Then we jump into editing, not quite sure how to tie those two together. And you know what, let's even talk about the genesis of Eloy's much-fabled beard. Yeah. While you're listening, head on over to Scratched.net, and there you will find that we have a lot of good stuff to offer, including past episodes, articles, things like that. You can also follow and contact us on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. We'd love to hear from you on any of those platforms. But for now, let's go ahead and jump into 115. It's already in progress. We had a death in the family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not. It was a fish. Who cares? We've been waiting on this fish. So my stepdaughter, God love her, Rebecca, 19 now in Utah, going to school. We'll be, I think, married this summer. We'll see. She, in her senior year, she's sharing a locker with a friend of hers, and they decide they're going to get this betta fish, big old blue betta fish. And they come back for Christmas break. And the fish was with us ever since, and Sherry was taking care of it the whole time. So I get up to, every morning I get up and I make sure Jake's still alive, and that's good. Then I move on to the fish. Well, I got one out of two.
Oh.
So here I am trying to get this fish to smack in the side of it because, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do. And he's not moving. We assume it's a he. I don't know. Who knows? So I said, okay, Jake, we're going to have to do a burial here. And he looked up at me and he said, I don't even know the guy. And I went, well, you know, that's what we got to do, you know. He says, okay, let's go do it. So rather unceremoniously, and it was weird because I looked down at Jake and I go, you got anything to say? And he's like, dude, nothing. I can just flush him. I'm like, all right, sorry, fish. Bloop, and off we go. So I sent Sherry a message. I said, well, the fish died. And she goes, oh, no, in all caps in an exclamation point, as if like this was a valued, you know, oh, I'm sorry, your sister just passed away. No offense, Christine. I said, it was just a fish. She says, no, it was a life. And I said, it's a fish. There are a billion of them. Are you kidding me? Come on. So apparently she took it much harder than I did because I just hit the plunger and Jake and I went about ironing my clothes, you know. But yeah, that's the highlight of my week. If that tells
it makes
anything.
Me wonder, like, different times that we've had to flush fish over the years when the kids have had them. Like, you put it in there. And then right before you flush, I've always thought, what if they start swimming right before you, like, right when you're hitting that flush? Oh,
I was waiting for it. I'm like, don't you move, you son of a bitch.
Like, oh, dang it.
Because I'm not fishing you out of this toilet. As far as I'm concerned, you're gone. You're done. But I knew when he hit, because let's face it, there's a distinct sound when ceramic is hit, you know?
Yeah.
And boy, did he make that sound. Because I kind of, like, had the net over my head and was like, all right, get out of the net, you bastard. And, you know. Bump. Oh, yeah, you're dead now.
And if you weren't, was, you are now.
Yeah, there's no going back. That is official. So, yay. What a great way to start the week. Actually, no, that was Wednesday.
There was an old guy here in Sweetwater back in the day. He was an Asian guy. He used to wear the, I don't know why, but like the little hat. I mean, it looked like from like the Karate Kid or something like that. And he used to fish by the canal. And as kids, we'd see him, and we'd go and sit there while he fished. And the fish, you can't... We suspect he used to catch them to eat them, but everybody knew you don't do that with that crappy water.
Oh, yeah.
With cars, like, we would find cars, like, submerged in the canal, because it was the 80s, and there was a lot of, like, drug deals, and so they'd actually literally nose first dive, or for insurance purposes and all that, and so one day, you know, we just decided, he let us join in on the fishing, and I brought a big bucket, and I wanted my fish to take home, but they were, like, huge fish, like huge.
Stick it in a Tupperware bowl or something.
And I brought them back, and, like, three or four of them in a bucket full of water, and the water was, like, greenish and stuff, and I brought them back, and my mom saw it, and she's like, well, you know, those fish, I don't think that that's right. I don't think you should. I said, no, they're fish. I want to keep them. And so then my dad comes home, and he sees that. And by that time, they're, like, sort of, like, floating on their side just slightly and stuff. And I'm like, no, they're my fish. And he says, son, those fish are dying. You should toss them in. So, you know, but I wanted my fish. I eventually took them to the... I don't know. They probably survived, I guess, but they were sideways. And I dumped them back into the canal. But the canal's, you know, it's kind of putrid. You don't want to, it's not like fresh. It's fresh, but it's not fresh, you know.
Yeah. To clarify, did they have a third eye?
They were slimy as. They were so slimy, dude. I'd also grab them out of the bucket and stuff, and they'd flap around. They'd jump out of my hands and flop on the grass. I'd put them back in, and it's like, for them, it was probably torture, but I thought I had, like, new little friends and stuff. But they're, like, being in their world, they're being.
Playing D&D yeah. with them. Okay, you're going to be a warrior.
Scratched. Oh, my gosh. That's how my kids are. My kids love fishing. Don't like to eat fish or nothing.
Wow, dude, how's that though?
I don't get it. Catch and release. I love fish. They always want to catch and release. I'm like, why are we going fishing if you don't want to freaking keep them and eat them?
Oh, dude, we fish. It just fish was part of the cycle throughout the week. You'd have and fish was considered actually the special day. You know, but we'd have fish, cod. They'd make cod with it's weird it's a tomato it's like a it's a Spanish dish northern Spain or it could be all of Spain and it's they drown it in well they don't drown it you know like cod is very salty or at least the way and then they I don't even know how the hell they it's basically tomato juice paste with potatoes and the cod it breaks up what.
Was that your house where a car just went screaming?
A car just passed by my house. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Wow. Never heard that
crystal
before.
Clear.
Was it that loud?
Dude, it was. I couldn't tell if it was at my house or if it came across from one of you guys.
Drove right through Rick's bedroom.
No, I'm kind of wondering if my sound is going to be an extreme. Who knows, dude?
Like overmodulated.
I hope not, dude.
You sound fine here, but yeah. We all know.
Well. We're gonna finish up the thing. So it was like it's a cod, I don't know, stewish kind of thing, really freaking good. And they'd serve it over white rice. And remember, this is Miami, so it's all plantains for the extra side dish mm-hmm. and this and that. And then we'd have tilapias. We'd bread them. We'd fry them as is. And it was just...
That's what I was going to ask, if you guys do a lot of breading, like beer batter and stuff for your fish.
Is that...
It's not beer batter, though.
That's what we do.
Is that ceviche?
No, we don't do beer batter.
Well, you know, just different... There's different kinds of batters.
So it's different from ceviche.
Yeah, we don't do that. It's... I mean, I never knew about that until I got older and started dating other, you know, ladies from... Of the night. No, other ladies... That had different cultures and stuff that I'm aware of. We never did none of that. It was. Do you hear the dogs bark?
I heard something bark. Yeah.
Son of a gun. So well, long story short, no, we're like obviously surrounded by ocean, so fish is a big deal for us. So I can't imagine how fish would not be a part of someone's diet.
Let me tell you. I'm landlocked. Okay. but we have excellent fishing areas here. They're a lot of fun. However, I'm also, as we've discovered in previous episodes, Catholic. So every Friday during Lent, you cannot have meat. So you had to have fish. And my folks were poor. So we had to go ahead and get crappy fish. It still had bones and crap in it. So we always lived under the threat of dying a Friday night because you get a bone stuck in your throat or whatever.
Is that what you didn't? Is that what you didn't like about it?
I hate
it.
Yeah.
You don't like the taste of it either?
I don't know because it's been so long since I actually really did it. No, once I got on my own, I never bothered. You know?
He was traumatized about the bones. I, like, when we would eat, we'd sit down and if we were having fish with bones, because there's, like, some fish. I mean, I don't know the freaking names. There's some fish that have bones, but they're incredibly awesome. And so they would tell me, you know, okay, be careful. These have bones. Mm-hmm. Chew right. And if you feel anything, just... And it was like a ritual that they'd always tell me that. And it did. To this day, if I buy fish and I'm looking at the thing, I know there's fish with bones. I'll avoid the fish with bones, you know. Because they say it'll get stuck in your throat. Mm-hmm. Be careful. And it'll kill you. And it's like,
and you
gotta
eat
traumatizing.
Bread. And the bread pushes it further into your throat, you know.
Stabs itself into your...
Yeah. You got a hypodermic needle in your
throat.
It's like, they might as well drop a freaking plate of glass.
I know,
you know,
right?
With little onions. For a kid, that's how traumatizing it is, dude.
Eat around this broken glass. You'll love it. Yeah, right. So then dinner ended up taking like 2 hours, right? And Ryan will tell you, man, I eat fast. There was one night Ryan and I were having a conversation. I'm like, let me get something to eat. He's like, okay. And you expect like a half hour maybe, right? I'm back in like 5 minutes. Okay, that was good. He's like, Jesus, did you even taste it? No. No. But no, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, well, that and they swim in their own piss.
So you did a lot of fishing though, right? When you were over the years. Didn't you say you belly boated?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I loved that. My grandpa, my mom's dad used to take me out belly boating in this little pond outside of town here. Scariest thing, I think I was around 9-10 years old, first time he ever took me out. Mm-hmm. You know, we wore those flippers or whatever to help you move a little quicker. And first time getting out in the middle of the pond. And it's a good sized pond, one of those overpass ponds where they've dug an overpass. And you get out in the middle and a piece of seaweed or something hits your leg.
And you're like, oh God. What was that? That felt like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me the peeing over the side of the boat. I thought you were going to go there.
Nobody's going to see your little pecker.
That'd be a little hard in a belly. That wouldn't be hard in a belly boat. Just let it go.
No, you do. Well, it depends. If you're wearing overalls, you don't want to do that. I always do it with waders because you never know.
Those belly boat things are the best, though. Just getting out there and nice, warm, well, a nice hot night.
Oh, I'm glad that's where you went. Moonlight. I thought you were going to say something else. I'm like, whoa, you just told the story. Great. Now I know why it's warm in there.
It feels so warm in here. It's such a great time out here.
Yes. Releasing. No, we have waders in, because when here, we can go, you know, as early as February, the ice is off. But that water is still freaking cold. Average temperature in the water out here is about 55 degrees.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
Wow. It's not here.
With waders and the whole nine. But then they're the same waders we use when we're fly fishing, too. So I'm standing out in the middle of a lake, you know, water up to my nipples, basically, which are quite erect, just so you know, for the record.
I imagine.
All the time?
Well, in the water, yeah. Yeah.
All the time.
It's
all the time.
Cold. They're just, I don't even have to fish. I just spear something with my nipple. You know what I mean? So it's an interesting sport, only in Colorado.
That is a lovely picture you just painted in my mind.
250-pound male spears fish with nipple. Film at 11.
See what happens next.
Scratched.
Back in the day when you wanted to edit, I wanted to edit badly, and I actually did a couple of documentaries for local people. I did two documentaries. All the editing and none of the filming. All the editing and a little bit of the filming. I did go to their shop one time. They had ATVs and they did drag racing and all that. And I did all the music. Damn, dude, why am I even saying that? Oh, okay. So in the beginning with Windows,
I'm here for you, buddy.
It's not your fault. You have your up to your eyes in toilet water.
Yeah.
Can mess with the
brain. Not the good French stuff.
Well, with Windows, back then, there was a software called Pinnacle Studios for editing. Mm-hmm.
Still is, by the way.
Oh, it's still around? Well, I bought it. My dad used to have that, too. Like, we were using the same, or sort of the same software in tandem, but, you know, separately. I later found out that he... So it was like a little yellow device with three RCAs that you'd connect to your computer, RCA to USB, and then you could transfer your stuff. But it was so... It would crash every 10 minutes. And mm-hmm. I edited two ATV documentaries of drag racing, like, you know, just really cool. And they would crash. And I freaking edited a whole thing with that. And I also edited an Everglades, outdoor Everglades adventure with my friend Glenn Wilsey. And, but dude, it would crash. So, like, back then I did think, well, maybe Apple, because they were sort of, maybe Apple, but I couldn't afford that. It was like $1,000-something for whatever computer it was at the time. And they claimed it was the best to edit and this and that. Mm-hmm. And I stuck with Windows, but eventually Windows shined, in my opinion. At this point, it's like, what the heck? You've got it all, you know? Yeah. So the only other item, last thing I'll say, is that I did get back then that I still have today is, but it don't work that well, is the music thing, the iPod, which I really love. Mm. So,
but your phone can do that now.
It can. Yeah. Well, but dude, I've got I don't know how many weeks of music in there, and I don't know how to transfer it.
How many gigabytes is your phone? Because you can expand it.
This is the Google Pixel. Just picked it up last weekend. Okay.
Oh, sweet. Do you like it?
This is the Google Pixel. No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got some problems. Let's just put it that way. However, it's 128 gigs, okay? So you can put weeks and weeks of music on there and not worry about it.
Okay? I have a problem, though. I have all this music. And by the way, I have it connected in my car's radio, my iPod. And it's like the old iPod, but it's got so much music. Dude, I've got everything. AC/DC, Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. I've got obscure stuff. Everything that I love. Mm-hmm. Back to back, but albums. I've got, like, dude, it's just incredible. But the thing is that I don't know how to... I've tried transferring it before to my computer, and what ends up happening is that the files show up. You know, you could open it as a hard... Network drive. But what happens is that all the files, instead of saying, I don't know, Jim Croce, you know, album, it'll say like D4569, D4569, and I'm like, damn, dude, I can't make sense of this. I can't sit there and rewrite every freaking title.
Before it became incredibly illegal to do that through Napster, I had the same problem, and I would go to pull things off and try to move them to a different device or whatever, and I'd run into the same thing. There is a service you can pay for that will put all of that back on once you're on there. Basically, what you're seeing is the meta tag, and it uses that meta tag to pull that information out of a library and re-implement that so you can see it. I don't know that it's worth the money, to be honest with you, but I don't know. I mean, that's totally up to the user for sure, but to me, it's a waste of time and money because I can just leave it on my network drive and be happy, you know? Matter of fact, that's sort of the way we've got things set up downstairs. The server that we use for movies and online stuff, Netflix, all that stuff for the main TV is where we store the music too. And there's no reason to move that around, you know. Pinnacle 20 is out. $99.95 for the Ultimate Edition. $49.95 for the Studio Basic thing. And I'm sure it works a lot better today than it did because you don't need the interface that you did.
Sure.
But I wouldn't.
Don't really hear of anybody using
it. Not so much.
Okay, well.
Scratched. I've got YouTube. I've got music videos. I've got one called, I don't know, something about my beard. I wrote a song about my beard, like, back in 2006, 2007. And it's my girlfriend at the time cutting my beard off at the time and shaving my beard. And it was like a song about you know, my beer, whatever. And that actual video, I don't know what happened, but because I did it with the Pinnacle, and when I uploaded it, it was fine. And then a few years back, a friend of mine contacted me and said, "Hey, man, what happened to your video?" And I said, "What?" And I go up on YouTube, and the video is just playing not what I edited. Instead, it's playing the whole thing that I did not upload for some... So there must have been some code that Pinnacle attached to it and YouTube wigged out. I don't know what, but now the video isn't what I edited. It's just me getting shaved while there's music playing.
Yeah, I've got it up right now.
It's really weird. You know, I don't know why, but...
Huh.
So it's like the only one that ever did that, you know...
I don't even recognize you in this.
Because, well, I'm skinny.
Good Lord.
I'm fatter and older, and the beard really puts an arm's length distance to the Miami thing, which was on purpose. I did this on purpose. Actually, I transformed myself on purpose.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough. I see Ryan rubbing his beard on the mic. That's gonna sound really good.
Huh?
No, is that you weren't on the mic at that point? Maybe that was me. Oh, it was me. Whoops. My typical Friday scuff. So I guess that was me making contact. Sorry.
Don't you blame me for your freaking your mess up, mister.
I apologize.
Hey, I heard that in a couple episodes.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to keep it fresh, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying it a lot today, though. Good Lord.
Oh, dude, you guys should check out. This is a good. I like the style of movie. It's called No Country for Old Men.
I've heard good stuff.
You saw it?
No, but I've heard very good stuff about it.
Yeah, maybe I relate to the title too well, but regardless, it's a great movie. It's the way I like movie. I could sit. Do you guys remember Master and Commander?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a remake of Mutiny on the Bounty, right?
Yes, but totally different. You know, like really extremely slow paced, but in a. And when I say slow-paced, people are going to think it's a negative connotation, but it depends on the movie, because this movie, you know, talking about Master and Commander, it was slow. You saw it, right?
No.
Dude, it's so... Did you see it, Ryan?
No.
Dude, it's so slow. Like, if you don't have...
Seems like every movie you bring up, we haven't seen.
I know.
I know about every movie. But
right.
No.
Well, that's a start.
Right. So I know about both of those movies, but I've never seen
them. Well, Master and Commander is slow. And it actually ties in with our fish. And it, you know, I was thinking this whole thing that we talked so much about fish that it should be a fish. It should be an aquatic thing. This is us under the water. We should be like with little helmets, with little bubbles and stuff. It's so slow, but I love it because I get into the actual movie, into the world, and like you see time passing, and you could imagine yourself as time passes being stuck in that boat or that ship, and the whole thing. It's just, I really dug that movie. And so the same thing with No Country for Old Men. It's got that slow pace, but it's freaking awesome, dude. Freaking awesome.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a Del Toro movie, but no, I see it's the Coen brothers. So, but that's supposed to be like hyper violent, right? No Country for Old Men.
It's weird because there's this one guy. Do you guys remember the James Bond movie with that gay guy dressed in white? That he remembered
Skyfall,
and like the guy was incredibly queer. I mean, like just extremely. He came up to when James Bond was tied up, he came up to him, and I don't know if he frolicked his nipples or whatever, but it was like so gay. Like, just kill Bond and stop being gay, you know. Yeah. Well, he's one of the protagonists in this movie, No Country for Old Men, and he's a freaking psychopath.
Javier Bardem is the gentleman's name.
Yeah, he's a great actor, and he's a psychopath in this movie. But it's not, they cut to different, it's very, dude, it's really good. I don't even know how to explain it, but.
I watched an episode, you guys know that YouTube channel Nerdwriter? I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
I've seen the porn. I don't think that's what we're talking about, though.
There's a nerd writer?
Never heard of that. nerd writer.
Oh, writer with a T.
Yeah.
I heard nerd the writer.
And a W.
Yeah, I did too. You must enunciate, sir.
He did a...
Save my marriage.
He did an episode of... on No Country for Old Men about the cutscenes in it and stuff. About how well it was done and how it added, like, extra meaning to it.
It's totally awesome.
So that's, I see what you mean there because I've seen clips of that. But I don't have the context of the whole movie to go off of.
So it's like, I'll give you the beginning really, really, like a quick synopsis. A guy is just hunting out in the desert. Oh, it's all desert. It's Wilkie. It's Wilkie area. But no, actually it's not. It's even, well, it could be further south.
Breaking Bad. Arizona, I haven't New seen Mexico. That.
Yeah, it's Arizona. It's Arizona style or...
Oh, West Texas. Sorry.
Or West Texas. Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
So you're pulling it up, so that's why you know, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're going
to
correct all
the... I'm
not
ashamed to say that. I don't know. I don't know half the crap I know, but the internet does, so that's good.
So it starts off with a guy, cowboy guy, and he's hunting. And he runs into a after-the-fact cartel... destruction in the desert where there's dead Mexicans everywhere, and there happens to be a lot of freaking drugs, which he don't mess with, but he also happens to find a briefcase, and you all know, and but the thing is that briefcase, well, you know, it belongs to somebody, and then the whole thing starts to go, but it's really interesting because they don't take you through the normal steps. They let you see all the characters, so it's a great. And it's great. It's great. So.
Episode complete. How many have you gone through? Just out of curiosity.
Well, you're not putting this online. On
Yeah, I'll cut right there.